You're listening to Statewide. Lawmakers are beginning to negotiate a capital bill, a statewide construction plan to fix Illinois' crumbling roads, bridges, and buildings, and it would be the first in a decade. Our reporter Mary Hansen's been following the progress. This week, Brookfield Zoo asked to be part of the plan. The suburban Chicago Zoo attracts about 2 million visitors a year and runs educational and conservation programs. Mary, why are they requesting money?
So they pointed to some broken sidewalks and gas lines and other infrastructure issues at the facility. And they said if they don't get help from the state, they might have to raise their admission prices or cut some of the educational or conservation programs that they run in order to pay for the needed improvements.
Mary, have they gotten state help before?
They did. They got around $17 million in the last big capital plan, which happened about a decade ago. And they built a new reptile house, which serves as their educational hub. They said that created around $51 million in economic activity. And now they're back asking to be included in this upcoming capital plan as well.
And Brookfield Zoo, just one of those requests that's going to be made for facility improvements, money coming from a capital program. How does their ask fit into an overall plan?
So we're not quite sure yet. Lawmakers are still in the early process of starting to negotiate this, starting to get requests from all over the state. But the last capital plan, the Illinois Jobs Now Act, it gave out around $31 billion. And the majority of that did go to kind of the infrastructure projects that we might expect, repaving interstates, repairing bridges, building or improving school buildings. And it also funded some environmental projects. And then several hundred million went to community and economic development projects. So everything from helping a hospital put in an HVAC system to even building some affordable housing. So I think we can expect kind of requests coming in from all over the state, not only from state agencies and schools and universities, local governments, and then also some community groups.
With all those requests, likely a limited amount of money, who's going to make all these decisions?
I mean, it's up to the lawmakers and the governor to kind of negotiate this plan. And the governor's transition team on infrastructure, they've been meeting since, I think, November or December. And they've released their report last week. And I talked with Representative Jay Hoffman from Belleville. He was on the committee. And he said they want a transparent and objective process for evaluating these projects. He said they want it to be kind of based on the biggest needs of the state. So for he said as they went around and talked to transportation and planning agencies, they said they really want this to be based on a needs assessment. So making sure that the money that's going out is going to make the most impact in improving health and safety and, kind of spurring economic development. So for the upgrades to the highways and other transportation projects, the Illinois Department of Transportation will, have a hand in assessing that. And then for the environmental projects, the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Protection Agency, they'll kind of have a role in evaluating that.
So the big question, I guess, is then how to pay for all of this?
Yeah, so most people involved kind of acknowledge that it's going to take some new revenue to pay for it. And the governor's transition team reports that increasing fees could be a part of that. But there aren't very many specifics yet. There's also been talk of raising the gas tax, but Governor Pritzker hasn't said either way if he supports that or not.
And what is the next step?
So the Senate Appropriation and Transportation Committees, they announced last week that they'll do some public hearings throughout the state. They're hoping to talk with people about what to include in the capital bill and then also suggestions for how to pay for it. So they'll be announcing where those public hearings will be in the next week. And then so we'll be keeping track of that.
And we know you'll be following that, Mary. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
That's Mary Hansen, our reporter, who's been following progress on a capital construction program.